Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Sun Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is brought to you by Courtney Manor's professional caring staff. They are committed to offering the highest quality care to their residents. Courtney Manor of Bad Axe, where neighbors care for neighbors. In Huron County, the court converted a failure-to-appear problem for Jack Lewis Bursick into a structured compliance bet. The defendant pled guilty to absconding on bond in one file, sentencing set later, while receiving a one-year delayed sentence probation on the older larceny case because restitution was prepaid and the prosecutor explicitly supported the delay with restitution prioritized ahead of fines. The record shows a clean plea canvas, no undisclosed promises, voluntariness established, and an explicit warning architecture. The absconding plea carries up to 4 years and could run consecutive in theory, though the people agreed not to seek consecutive time, while the larceny disposition ties liberty to strict supervision, no contact orders, wage-assigned restitution, and immediate agent engagement. The leverage is clear. The court initially leaned against a delay due to the missed sentencing, but flipped once victim compensation and prosecutorial alignment de-risked leniency. The stakes now rest entirely on compliance. Any breach collapses the rehabilitative option into a standard conviction and exposes the defendant to harsher outcomes. And in other court news, the court prioritized victim safety and the defendant's Brandon James Ozentoski demonstrated pattern of coercive control and rule violations over mitigation claims, imposing near top of the guideline prison terms across three linked felony files and rejecting defense asks for low-end sentencing and alternative programming. The record shows no contest pleas to assault by strangulation, child abuse, fourth, aggravated stalking, two files, and obstruction, a documented PPO no contact violation history, including alleged continued violations while jailed, substance use on the incident date and victim's credibility, describing persistent trauma and fear, which combined with a prior felony and multiple misdemeanors, moved the court to end the cycle through incarceration and concurrent terms with an exiting sentence. We accept that when patterns of violence and control persist, despite court intervention, public protection and accountability must supersede rehabilitation bids. When we come back after this Courtney Manor sponsor message, we'll continue with local news.
Looking for a high-quality long-term care or rehabilitation service for yourself or a loved one? Look no further than Courtney Manor and Bad Axe, your trusted partner in compassionate care. Hi, I'm Ashley Pearl, the Director of Nursing. Here at Courtney Manor, we are dedicated to you. We offer personalized care plans tailored to meet your unique needs, ensuring a comfortable, supportive environment for each resident. Our team provides exceptional care in a safe, welcoming setting. Rest easy knowing your loved one is treated like a family at Courtney Manor and Bad Axe. Call us today, 989-269-9983. Our team can help with verifying insurance coverage and answer any questions you may have about your care options. We also encourage you to visit us for a tour and meet our team. The choice is yours. Courtney Manor is a Sienna Healthcare managed community, and we are truly all about you.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, and continuing with our court news, the court imposed a 520-year Michigan Department of Corrections sentence on Christopher Andrew Tallman for possession of child sexually abusive activity and use of a computer, concluding that prior juvenile sexual conduct, the victim's self-harm, and the downstream dissemination of the nude image outweighed defense mitigation centered on youth, limited adult record, and support network. His jail credit was corrected to 237 days across all sentencing documents. Sex offender registration was mandated with strict compliance requirements. Financial assessments were ordered. Attorney fees were waived. And the defendant was advised of the 42-day window to seek leave to appeal with appointed counsel if indigent. For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Courtney Manners Professional Caring Staff. They're committed to offering the highest quality of care to their residents. Courtney Manor of Bad Axe. We're neighbors. Care for neighbors.